So, wonderful good afternoon, dear LinkedIn community, Composites Launch members, exhibitors, visitors, and sponsors of International Composites Summit. We are here on day two, and together with me is Gemma. She's the organizer of this wonderful event. Gemma, nice to have you on my show.
Thank you.
The hard work of composites teams should be shouted from the rooftops. We're on a mission to give your solutions better visibility and reach, to make them more widely known in the market and gain the appreciation they deserve. To make lightweight construction and specialized technologies available to end users, as well as attract projects, customers, and talent, join our Composites Lounge community. The Composites Lounge community is open to entrepreneurs, C-levels, specialists, and managers who want to create a better world with their innovative composites and play a key role in the success of their company. So if you're a hidden champion who isn't sure how to best promote your work, join a supportive and innovative community, which is focused on making composites achievements visible to end users. The Composites Lounge community celebrates and promotes the best innovations, lightweight construction technologies, and sustainable solutions in the automotive, aviation, renewable energy, oil and gas industries, and many more. Get involved at compositeslounge.com.
So I spoke with Gemma just last month at the Advanced Engineering on her Innovation Hub. And today we are on her event here in Wembley, London. This is called The Drum. And The Drum is in the Brent Civic Center, a very modern place. I have to say that the location that you selected is so wonderful. We are staying here just opposite in the Hilton. We are here in the conference, just only 2 minutes walk.
Yep.
And we had our fantastic pub night yesterday in the White Horse, which is also only 1 minute. So the location is wonderful. How has it gone so far for you from an organizer's perspective?
We're here. We're here and, you know, we've had such a great event. We've had so many wonderful people come and attend. I think, you know, the big thing for me was just the quality of attendance that we've had. You know, some real top OEMs, tier ones, right through to our kind of academic followers or SMEs. We've had a real broad range of just high quality visitors and from all over the globe, you know?
Yes.
I mean, in the background, we can hear Marcy Offner speaking, who's come across from Chicago. And, you know, she's always been kind of a hero of mine in composites, one of the, you know, one of the real kind of champions of the industry. She got me excited about, you know, when I first came into the industry, about, you know, what the future held in composites. And yeah, so to hear her speaking now is just wonderful, amazing.
So for our community, Marcy Offner, yep. I think is her name.
Yep.
She has been a marketing director with a big company in the United States. And 5 years ago, she created this Women in Composites.
Yep.
And today she announced that this Women in Composites is now a fully accredited association even.
Yep.
And she is herself surprised about the positive resonance that comes back to this. So if you are a female in this industry, join Women in Composites. We need composites or females in the composites industry. Yeah, so thank you for highlighting this gender topic also during a composites event.
No, it's a great time for her to come and speak. So, you know, they're talking about skills, they're talking about development, they're talking about all sorts of good things. And I'm, you know, we will get a write-up of the show in the different talks. So yeah, but, you know, it just highlights kind of, we've got people now, we've chose a venue that is a real enabler for this conference. And, you know, everything is on our doorstep, you know, so we are able to put on the networking, we are able to house people, we are able to get people in and out easily, you know, whether they're flying into Heathrow or Gatwick or coming by car or coming by train, you know, it's a really, really easily accessible place. So it's been good.
Okay, let's talk about the name is International Composite Summit. Let's talk about the aspect of being international.
Yep.
So we are seeing here an international audience, speakers from Spain, like from Bilbao. Then we have the professors from Italy here. Yep. I have seen Turkish lecturers and even visitors. So it's really an international atmosphere here.
Yeah. And then if you look at the people speaking, obviously, I mean, we're absolutely honoured to have the support of Composites World as well. And Ginger put on a really good keynote earlier, you know, so we've got Ginger and Marcy from the USA and others, of course. And, you know, later on today, we'll be hearing from Majed, who works for NEOM in Saudi Arabia. You know, that's it's an absolute honour to have such esteemed speakers coming and being part of the conference. And I think, you know, this year was about kind of finding our feet and the rebirth of the International Composite Summit. And I think, you know, we've really achieved that. We've made this show international. Yes. And from here, we can only grow. And you know, I will be going out to people and looking for feedback and you know, and feedback, but ideas and ways that we can keep this going, make it as international as it can be. But the most important thing for me is making sure that when people come, you know, they're in a real hub of activity. They can talk to people, they can create new business, create new collaborations, you know, learn new things. And I think we're, you know, we've got the start of something really big here.
Yeah, your team is already walking around and collecting the feedback.
Absolutely, So, you know, my team have been out and spoken to the people with the exhibition pods. They've spoken to the speakers, but also next week, it's my aim. I'm going to be getting on the phone to as many people that have attended as possible because I want to know, what people have got from the show, but also what more they can get. What else we can do to help. So,
this is the last one missing.
It is. It's our missing speaker. Yeah. Traffic has delayed us. Right. Sorry. Good.
So the international part has always, of course, to do also with investments.
Yes.
So coming to London may be an investment, but it's easy access. So the investment stays within the range. But investment is also a topic with International Composite Summit.
Yeah, of course.
And how far are you going on the investment side? Foreign direct investment? Are you looking for foreign direct investment here in the UK? Or do you encourage also people from the UK to invest outside the country?
İlkay Özkizoğlu today at the Drum in Wembley, London, creating sustainable value with Composites Launch.
The future of composites is no longer coming. It's already here at the Drum, Wembley, London, a stage built for breakthroughs.
December 2026 in London. 250 plus global leaders and decision makers. Big ideas and real talk. Innovation, collaboration, transformation.
This is where change begins. From aerospace to automotive, marine to energy, every sector, every solution.
Engineers, designers, manufacturers, and researchers.
OEMs, tier one suppliers, and industry leaders, all under one roof.
The Composites Launch is in the house, engaging the voices during the Composites 360 on tour. Free to attend, impossible to miss. ICS 2026, where the industry connects, collaborates, and accelerates.
So it's an interesting question, but to me, you know, we have to think about this as a global platform, as a global industry. So whether we're talking investment, inward investment, you know, outward investment, whether we're talking import, export, you know, we have to really think about it as a whole. We have to be global. We have to help grow our innovations. We have to put our innovations in front of the, you know, the kind of big OEMs to enable their technologies to move faster. So really it's looking at things from a global perspective.
So Gemma, thanks for the introduction then on the investment side. Let's move now to back to the International Composite Summit regarding the conference. And the conference, you had several categories. Let's go through the categories. Why did you choose those categories? For example, you had this circular and sustainability part. How important is that in an international context?
Sustainability is obviously a massive topic in our industry. And I think, you know, Chris came and did a keynote yesterday and just putting the picture up of, you know, as, you know, burying wind blades to get rid of them as a problem, you know, and actually we're not getting rid of the problem, we're just putting a mask on it. So I think it's a huge industry problem, and there are so many opportunities within that. So many people are working on different opportunities. So of course we had the panel, we had sustainability or spin, you know, and we asked people about their solutions and where they fit within the supply chain. I think we need to really focus on what we can do, whether it's reuse, recycle, etc., you know, and come up with, you know, real solutions to landfill and you know, to help the industry move forwards and do the kind of responsible thing. So you know, we had the panel, we've had sessions on it, and we had Chris obviously do the keynote yesterday as well. And I think if we can do our bit to kind of help progress the industry and help come up with solutions to those real, you know, I keep saying challenges, but they're not challenges, they're problems, you know. They're more than a challenge, and we need solutions and we need to act. So yeah, just doing our bit to kind of help that, really.
So thank you, Gemma, for highlighting also the conference program. Now, after ICS, there is, of course, before ICS, but before ICS 2026, we will be meeting in Paris at JEC World 2026. Now, I understand you are organizing an innovation hub. Is it even the first time maybe on the JEC World? So that would be my first question. What's your motivation? Why you do that? And I've seen literature here laid out on the tables and on the chairs that you have a Black Friday offer. Now, Black Friday is over, but I guess still for our guests here and the participants, it's still valid. So please give us some insights on it.
Yeah, of course. So I'm sure people have heard us talking about our innovation hub. So the idea is that we take companies, we put together a pavilion, and we help them get access to some of the bigger shows. So this year we had one at CAMEX, we had one at the Advanced Engineering Show, and of course next year in March we're going to JEC for the first time. Now JEC is of course one of the biggest global marketplaces for composites, so anything we can do to help people get that exposure and help grow the industry, you know, that's what we're going to do. So March, we have a pavilion on the show floor at JEC, and what we really wanted to do was make that super accessible. So we've done a completely crazy thing for our Black Friday deal, and I'm still not sure, you know, I'm entirely sane having done this. We are running it up to the end of the year, and the idea is that it makes, you know, it gives people the opportunity, companies the opportunity to get on the show floor. So it will be a pavilion as per, you know, the innovation hubs at both CAMEX and Advanced Engineering. And we are doing it at the crazy price of $3,750 or $3,950 if you want a TV screen. The nice thing also about coming and being part of the pavilion is you have our team on hand. So, you know, if you do need to go for meetings, there's someone there to support you. You know, in the run-up to the event, we can help you with all the prep. You know, we really want to take the headache out of exhibiting. We want to make sure that you have that place on the show floor, but you're not tied to it for the whole time because, you know, you want to get out and see other things on the show as well, and that's really important when you go somewhere like JEC. And I just encourage people to come and try out JEC because it really is a global marketplace and there is nothing like it. And you know, we will help you get there, we'll help you do, you know, if you need pod design, we'll help you do that, we'll help you with your PR, we'll help you with your social media, and we'll make sure you get the most out of being at that show. So come and join us.
So that's about it. Day two is over. Now I need to rush to my panel. I'm chairing a panel right now. Are we automating people out of their composite jobs? Is the title. Slightly provocative, very engaging. So you will see this panel as a separate video soon. Thank you, Gemma, one more time for the opportunity.
Thank you for joining us. Honestly, we're so happy to have you here. Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure. And see you at JEC World and next year at ICS 2026 here in Wembley.
Yep, see you next year.
Ilkay Özkisoğlu, creating sustainable value with Composites 360 on tour at the International Composite Summit. Now available on LinkedIn, YouTube, and your preferred audio podcast app.